This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
And my heart's on the loose.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm 99.9% sure we're on the air. That didn't leave me all vacation. By the way, hello. I would like to say I have a new term for certain vacations, obligations. They are like vacations where you go places, but you have a lot of things to do. This is just a lot.
Oh, I had one
bases
of those
to cover. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You were obligated to catch every wave. You were obligated to...
Well, I didn't exactly get to surf, but I did. I hung with my kids and my wife all week.
Oh, so those were your obligations.
Well, I mean, the kids.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to keep them alive.
You got to teach those kids how to surf so you can turn them loose in the ocean.
That's true.
See you later, kids.
Anyway, go on with your obligation.
That's
what
it.
Happened?
So listen, I haven't said anything about this on the air. I didn't really know what was going to happen. My dear, sweet angel of a cousin, Brad, has ALS. It's the whole family is losing. We're all losing our minds, as you might imagine. It's terrible, terrible news. It's awful. I get to spend some time with him. He remains this person. You can't even believe it. Like, he is okay. He's like, well, I mean, he's not okay, but he's laughing, jamming, joking, doing puzzles, tripping and falling. It's all happening. So that happened first. So I go and
I get
to see. Is
he showing signs of it?
Oh my God, it's unbelievable. It came on like, the first thing he notices is in September. Now it's like, it's just crazy. This ALS is just crazy.
I don't think most of us know what that is.
It is a complete loss of motor function slowly and deliberately over usually 18 to 24 months. It's a death sentence. It's horrible. And yet this guy is just laughs about it. I mean, also cries. So there was a lot of crying. We did a lot of, I mean, it is a stunning, horrible thing that has happened in our family and has happened in many other families. We're not the only family.
He's a doctor, right?
He's a doctor. He's actually, he's in some study now. He's going to be in a trial study thing, but who knows what's going to happen. All I know is that guy somehow makes all of us feel better about this thing that's happening to him. Because as you know about me, I like to make everything about me. So I didn't cry until the last day. I was like, trying to be strong, have the guy who is, got ALS have to console me. But it was me and his wife just had a whole lot. It's just horrible. It's horrible. So that was the beginning of my obligation.
So you're saying there's no upside to ALS?
No, there is no upside.
None. All right.
No. In fact, and he's so brutal about it. Like, he just tells you all these terms that they give you through, in your diagnosis, time to trach, the time you know about it till the time you have to have a tracheotomy. Like, that's your span. Like, that is so horribly morbid and awful. And that's so, yay, there was that, the beginning of the vacation. And he is like nonstop. He's like, I'm going to do this and I'm doing this and I'm doing, you can join us on this and we're going to do this.
So he's getting it in.
He's unbelievable. He really is unbelievable. So, Brad, I love you. And then we went to, we took the train down to New York City and we saw the boys. And then one of the boys went, yeah, I think I'll go with you down to Grandma and Grandpa's house. I'm like, fantastic. So we all went down and saw Grandma and Grandpa, you know, for that part of the obligation. They, yes, we did it all.
You made good kids.
Yeah, they're good kids.
You couldn't have gotten me to do that with cash in hand payment.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, that's not happening no matter what.
Yeah. No, he was like, I actually can. We were only down there for two nights. Yeah. He was like, I'll do it. So mom and dad, hello. My dad is 85 now, and so I'm going to try and see him as much as I possibly can.
Happy birthday, Gentry.
Yes, so that is, there it is. That's my entire vacation, all summed up. And all now right. On to the surprise trip to Kauai that I didn't know anything about. You're smart. You're very smart, Vinny, because, you know, way to not tell everyone your house is going to be empty for a week.
Well, that was it, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And it's not that I'm smart because I've learned this lesson the hard way, where I've blabbed about something nonstop, and then when it's time to leave, I realize I don't feel as secure as I should.
There are people right outside the house, almost like looking at their watches, waiting for me to leave.
So, yeah, I just kept it to myself. I needed to. But, you know...
Had you been to Kauai before?
When I was a kid. So, I've been to Hawaii a bunch, Maui, Oahu, the Big Island, yeah. And I went as a kid to Kauai. The missus really wanted to do it. It was her birthday and Valentine's all in one.
Yep.
And this week came up.
Right.
Like it was not planned, but it was like, all right,
let's make that happen.
This is the time we've got. So you want to use it? And we did. And Kauai's the best.
Really?
It's so beautiful. It's what you want when you go, like when you go to Oahu, I understand the South Shore, there's a shopping district and it's all the Diamond Head and the things. And it's rad. I'm not downplaying how great Oahu is, but you want that feeling like you're away.
You're on an island.
Yeah, away
paradise,
from it all. Right.
Far from the hectic rat race.
When Christina and I went to Nicaragua, there was a place and we have a picture of it in our house. This building we're at where you're sitting on this cliff and it's you're at the end of the world. There's no signs, no things, no glowing, no you don't hear like ringing or honking. There's just not. It was the end of the world and you're looking out to the ocean and you just have this like, I found it. It's quiet. Mm. It's the end. It's like this is it. We were able to find something close to that on Kauai. And it was just spectacular.
You do a hotel? Do you get a house?
We stayed on the South Shore. So this was the thing is, if you don't know, I really don't know. So I mean, I learned this.
Lay it out
through the different seasons. So North Shore was going to be in winter as they've got big surf and more weather.
Oh.
And so we went, okay, we better stay on the South Shore. We want sun and swimming and
It is kind of amazing. These little islands have distinctly different areas to them.
So we decided to stay on the South Shore, which is a little bit more populated. And when we had a, I guess you'd call it a hotel. It was like more like we had a kitchen.
Oh, like maybe a condo.
Something like that. Yeah, okay. It was at the Sheraton.
Oh,
I know that.
Oh, like
I've
a swimless. Oh, have you? Of course.
Wanna
you
Kauai?
Have.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You have?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. We went down there, met some friends randomly one time. Yeah.
It was
very nice place.
It's really nice.
Very quiet.
It's certainly, you know, my kids, it's the problem with all kids. If you bring them to the pool and leave them all day, they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you guys, we have pools in California. We have to go see other stuff. We just have to.
Yes.
Did you guys happen to get up the coast? Did you take a boat up the coast or anything and see the area? I think the Pali Coast, is that what
it is? We didn't do that because one of the kids doesn't want to go on a boat. She just didn't want to be on a boat, and we went, okay, let's not go on a boat.
All right.
But we went and saw the Waimea Canyon, which they call it the Grand Canyon of Hawaii. Oh. And
Is it impressive?
It was beautiful.
It's impressive.
Really, really cool. And that, but the, so anyway, we go to the North Shore.
Yes.
And that's the place. I don't care if there's
windy,
weather.
I don't care. There wasn't bad weather.
We got it spectacular. And there's these, by the way.
But the North Shore is the way.
Yeah,
saying.
For me. Absolutely. Let me find it because this was the coolest freaking thing. It's called Kauai Revealed.
Oh.
It's an app.
Oh. There's an app for that.
You put the app on your, it's, you got, if you go to Kauai, you got to get this app. It's a dude who has put this app together to go with your maps.
Oh.
And so.
With Google Maps.
Whatever you use.
But some, but it, so it coordinates with your mapping.
It coordinates with your maps, what you're approaching. And then
or...
he's sitting, and it actually works with your music too.
Oh.
So we put the music on, our music, and there we are playing Taylor Swift. By the way, one of those moments where you're just having a family moment is, and I don't even know how they know this song. It's an old Taylor Swift song called Mean.
Oh.
You know it?
Yes.
Okay.
It wasn't like one of her huge breakout hits, but I've seen her perform it. Yeah.
We're driving down the road and that song comes on and I don't know why my kids know it, but they both start singing it in the back seat. And I'm...
They're fans.
And I am just loving this moment where my kids are singing and we're driving down the road in Hawaii and I can't get my recording to start because I want to have the... And then they realize I'm trying to get the recording on and they stop. Those
little brats.
Punks.
God.
Anyway, this thing comes on and it just starts telling you about wherever you are.
Oh, wow.
So he's like, over on the right, it used to be this and now it's that. And since then. And
so it's coming through your speakers.
It's coming through the car stereo.
Oh, that's amazing.
There's
a thing of note.
All the way everywhere we went.
Oh.
There's, by the way, over here down the beach and to the left is a place, a guy who owns a website. He came down here and he really liked it. And so you can't own the beach here, but you can own the land by the beach. Mm. And so he bought it all for $200 million. He calls it his. We call it Zuckerberg Beach.
Oh.
Son of a biscuit. Mm-mm-mm. Like the most prime, beautiful real estate. Did he really get it all
for $200 million, which is, you know, 20% of one of his billions? Like that is just so sickening. More money than people will ever have. Nobody will ever have $200 million.
He went down there. I assume he's done his research. He doesn't want to be sued. I really like this app. Kauai Revealed is what it's called. But he came down here and you know, you have to hike around. So there's Donkey Beach and then you walk around and then
you stay on the beach, you can do the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that was originally books. I have Maui Revealed and Kauai Revealed one for every island.
Okay.
And the books were amazing. Like anybody who go on vacation, like you have to take this book and this will help you with everything you want to do in
Except
Hawaii.
Except now you don't even have to look at the book. You just like all of a sudden this guy breaks in and starts telling you
that's
the important
amazing.
Stuff.
It was,
that's so
that's
cool.
amazing.
So well done. And he really was like, up here on the left, you've got to stop. You got to take a look. This is, and then other things
oh,
he was
wow.
like, this used to be really nice, but it's been run down. And then they got into a lawsuit with the, like, it's all this stuff,
wow.
really detailed information about a lot of things where you'd go, why would they leave that dilapidated piece of crap sitting there? Well, because they were in a lawsuit with the, it's really neat. It was cool.
And you think there's one of these for each island then? So
I didn't know that, but if he's saying there's a book for everyone, then he would have to have done that.
That sounds great.
It was great.
Did Christina find that?
Yes. No. What happened was, we went to go for a hike and we got screwed up. And so I just pulled up Google Maps or Google thing and went hiking trails near me. And it found one and we went there.
Handy.
So we go to this hiking trail and we stop and we're walking in and this man's walking out and we say, hey, how you doing? You know, we're making friends, you know, that's what we
sure,
do. And,
yeah.
And he's like, oh, listen, you're going to really want, there's bugs down there. You're going to really want some, do you guys have bug spray? And we were like, no, we just came. And he goes, here, borrow some of my bug spray. And so he sprays us down and we're like, man, this guy's great. And then he goes, by the way, you should consider getting this app. This app has told me I needed bug spray for this trail.
Oh.
And this is Kauai Revealed. And so right after he told us about it, Christina went and downloaded it. And that's how we got it. The nice man.
It came from a pay it forward moment.
Outside the trails.
Who splashed you with off.
Got us
and
with.
Told the, you the.
Shared his deet. And then gave us his.
His deet.
His info. Isn't that the stuff?
Yes.
It's deet, right?
Deet, off. I mean, I don't know. Those are the big ones, right?
Whatever it was, it was necessary. And we went. It was, anyway, it was just a great trip. One of those family trips where memories were made, fun was had, no one wanted to leave. And even after we got home, like I was starting to go, okay, I gotta get ready to get back to work, guys. And they were like, no, stay up, hang out. Sorry.
Yeah.
Back to, you know, working dad.
Not back to the grind.
Vacation dad.
Hey, I'm going to, I would normally skip the song, but I've been really wanting to hear this Apatapata song. Oh. So I'm going to just play that real quick and then we'll come back. I want to check in with Maddie. I mean, the dude's, you know, he's up and about. He's got a brand new, he is titanium.
That's rad.
Yeah. So we'll do that. KLC, KLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny Allison Morning Show. Here is Rosie and Bruno Mars, Apatapate, and we'll see you after this.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.